Hiranohashi 233. Ye live, all of you, within the heart of Abdu'l-Bahá. Once upon a time in Okinawa, there were five little children. One day, Shala asked Mother, Mommy, what does it mean that Abdu'l-Bahá is the center of the covenant? What does covenant mean, and how is Abdu'l-Bahá's center? Mother smiled and thought a minute and then said, When I was a little girl, I went to Sunday school classes and we heard a wonderful story from the Bible about Noah's Ark. Maybe this story can help answer your questions. The other children heard the word story and gathered round to listen. They all loved stories. Little Anissa sat on Mother's lap as she began. Long, long ago, the people were becoming very bad. They would hurt and kill each other. Everyone was only thinking of themselves and not helping anyone else. God was very sad, and he sent Noah to try and teach the people how to be good. No one would listen to him. So God told Noah to build an ark, a great big boat, because God was going to send a flood. He told Noah that after the ark was built, to take all the different kinds of animals in it, one male and one female, boy and girl. At first, Noah didn't want to do this. It was a big job. He didn't think he could do it. But God told him to try, and God would help him. Well, Noah worked really hard and built the ark. People would come and laugh at him, building such a big boat and no water anywhere around. Noah tried to warn the people that God was going to send lots of rain and a big flood was coming, but no one would listen to him. Finally, the ark was finished, and all the animals came on board, the cats and rats and elephants, the lions and tigers and all the birds and all the different animals of the world. But only two each, male and female, got on the boat. Noah's wife and sons and their wives got on the boat, but no one else would get on. Then, suddenly, the rains came and the floods came, and all the very bad people were swept away. And the ark floated on the water many, many days, until finally God landed the ark safely on a hill, and all the animals and Noah's family got off the ark and were safe. Then Mother smiled. The meaning of this story is that every time a new teacher comes to mankind to help mankind to be better people, it is like that ark. The ark is like the laws and teachings of God. Whoever obeys God's teachings are like the animals that got on the ark and were safe. And even though the animals were all so different on the ark of God, they were all safe together, just like all the different people of the world. When they follow God's teachings, they can live happily together. The people that don't obey God's laws are fighting and killing and hurting each other, like the people drowning in the waters of their greed and selfishness. Little Anissa jumped up and said, And the bad people are like the unicorns. Asma and Riaz laughed so hard they fell over and rolled on the tatami. What do unicorns have to do with anything? They laughed. Mona, the oldest, scolded her little brothers. Don't laugh at Anissa, you'll make her cry. Anissa stuck her tongue out at her brothers. Are there any unicorns now, Smarty? No, because they didn't get on the ark. They were playing instead, and they didn't listen to Noah when he said, Get on! So that's why there aren't any unicorns. Everyone laughed at that. Then Mother finished her story by saying, The covenant is just like that ark. And Baha'u'llah left Abdu'l-Bahá to take care of all of us on that ark, just like taking care of the animals on the ark, so they lived lovingly in peace together. So he is the center of the covenant, or promise from God. Shala stood up and said, "That was a good story, Mom. I have to think up another question so we can have another story." O compassionate God, thanks be to thee. Thou hast shown me the right way and caused me to enter the ark of deliverance.